Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tfila by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas, Pirkei P'ticha, Perek Aleph. We're going to do paragraphs number 8 and 9 today. Continue to explain what it means to say that the avoda of our generation is Tfila, but Pinkas goes on. Ken hu b'darot shalanu b'inyan ha'tfila. So too it is in our generation regarding Tfila. Sha'af al pi shetzarich la'asot the Torah keva. Because even though one is supposed to make sure that your life is built around Talmud Torah, that you should be koveya itim and establish times to learn Torah regularly, b'chol esek acher arai hui la'amut le'umata, and everything else, if you could learn all day long, it would be great, and you have to have a job on the side, halavai, she'ikar ha'hit'alut ha'adam, because the essential, the essence of a person's rising up, hirak al yedei yato b'torah, it is only through is working hard in Talmud Torah. Mikol makom, chashivut miyuchedet yesh la'avodat ha'tfila b'dorotenu. Nevertheless, there is an importance placed, a specific kind of importance on tfila in our generation. V'lachen tzarich lehishtadel ba, v'lerdof achari, you have to try very hard and seek and run after her. V'latet lachashivut miyuchedet, you have to give her, you have to give tfila a special importance. Mipnei shehi ha'nekuda ha'miyuchedet li'aminu elu. Because tefillah is the most important point of our days. And now Rav Pinkas tries to explain why Dafka in the generation preceding the redemption, all of us are living in the generation of the Ikvata de Mashiach, the birth pangs of the Mashiach, what's so special about tefillah, particularly to that time. Ulahavin ksat hashayachut hamyucheret sheyesh ledara de Ikvata de Mashiach letefillah, and to understand just a little bit the particular connection between the generation of the birth pangs of the Messiah and Tefillah. Yesh la veri maniskar. Let me explain what I mean. Shehadorot ha'achronim miyuchadim bazeh. Because the last several generations, they're special in this regard. Shehem ha'ma'avar v'hasha'ar ben olam hazeh li'yemot ha'mashiach. If you can really put your mindset in the place where Ani ma'amin be'emunah shleimah, that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. We are living in a time that is the ma'avar, it is the passageway, v'hasha'ar, the gateway, between this world and the Messianic age. This time, if Mashiach is always, always coming tomorrow, today is by definition the passageway, the gateway, the moment just before Mashiach. We are at some levels living constantly in that liminal moment between the challenges of the moment, the challenges of today, and a redemption. And when we put together all the Talmud Torah and all the mitzvot and all the merits, the chol ha'yisurin and the suffering, v'hamesirus nefesh, and all the ways in which the Jewish people, in particular here in his mind, has put itself out, shall kol hadoro diachar, all building up to this moment, al yedei kach kulam tavo geula. Because of all of those zechuyot, the redemption is coming. Aval afilu im yehe hakol muchan l'gula'a, the grass is under the ground waiting to sprout forth. We need Adam Harishon to open up his mouth. Im lo yiftach hashar, if somebody doesn't knock, if somebody doesn't open the door, lo yuchal hadvarim lavo l'tachlitam, the world can't reach its essence. And just like where we started, that we need a person to daven to bring out the grass, that Yitzchak and Rivka only have a child because they daven, the redemption only happens because the Jewish people called out. Birth, growth, redemption happens when somebody asks, when somebody davens. And then Rav Pinkas quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, V'lachen k'tiv, B'vechi yavo'u v'tachanunim ovileim, with crying I will come, and through begging I will lead them, in Yirmiyahu l'amaral of pasuk chet. And then he refers to the Midrash, Breshit Rabbah, Tzadi Gimel, Yudbet, V'darshu chazal, and a rabbi's taught us, She'ein hagluyot chozrot, Ela al yedei tfila. Those who have been dispersed do not return except through prayer. Shesof sof, kol davar magia rak al yedei tefillah. Every matter only comes through tefillah. Whether that's the green grass, the birth of a child, the redemption of the Jewish people, or even, b'mehera v'yameinu, the redemption of the world.